I call the shots, I never call it quits. Trust my intuition, bet it's right and bitch, it often is. Seen too many others come and go, they had the wrong intent. Do it out of love and never for it, then I watch it get bigger than expected, don't second guess it, I let it set it. It's God's plan, we out here only accepting blessings. I'm stuck with it, this mindset is terminal. In and out different terminals, leveling up is personal. And I already made it, y'all can miss me. I smack my girl's ass, tell her pinch me. It's hard to believe I made something from nothing. No hindsight discussions, I've been writing, I love it.
Welcome to the 3 Gig Sports Podcast, where we are never wrong, just sometimes misinformed. Tonight's a special type of podcast. We're going to talk to Mr. Mike Estes about the North Iowa fights next month.
Yes, sir.
July 15th. At the Mason City Arena. It's going to be a good time. We've been to a few of them. We're big fans. We love working with you on that shit, man. How was setting everything up for this one? Was it as big of a pain in the ass as the last one? Like, walk us through some of that, man.
Well, it's actually been going really smooth. I've only had problems with two fights. People are turning their blood work in on time. I've just been really busy with my new detail shop, you know, at Magic Mike. So, but now I'm all caught up, and everything's just going good so far.
Knock on wood, hell yeah.
Yeah,
you've got to be busy. You've got your multiple things going on all the time, man. You're coaching, you've got your detailing, you're trying to set up this fight. Like, I think we talked about it last time, but how is the sleep situation with how busy you are, man?
Oh, it's good. My sleep's been fine.
Okay.
Been good, yeah.
Well, it's fine. Hold on, she ain't sold on that.
Well, like, I still sleep, but I wake up and I
That's
go to
good.
Work.
That's critical.
Still feel fine.
Okay. All right, so I did see something a little special before we continue with the fights part. I did see that you're, going to, was it New Jersey or something like that, to get an extra certification for your ceramic for your new detail business?
Can you tell us about that? It's going to be System X. I'm going to the East Coast to get it, but West Coast Customs in California uses it. They speak about System X. They do a 1 year, a 3 year, a 6 year, and a 10 year. And I don't think anybody's really got the 10-year around here right now. I think the highest they've seen is a 7-year life. So, yeah, I'm going to go to New Jersey and get another certificate for that. And I'll be able to do inside ceramic protection, rims, the windows. You can even put your windows on Carfax. And I didn't even know that.
No shit. Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Dude, that's awesome. Yep. So let's kick this off, man. Let's start talking a little bit about the fights. You got the fight card over there, Jimmer?
You know I do. Where you want to start? You want to start bottom, work our way up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So first one we got up there is looks like a competitive warm up. Is how you put it? Martin kickboxing. Josh Reed versus Jason Martin.
Yep. And Jason Martin, he's the one that owned Martin Auto Service in Mason City, but. He just stopped doing that now, and I think he's at Yonko. He has a different kind of fan base. Tabreen, he has a lot of followers, and then Josh Reed, you know, he's okay, but I feel Jason and Josh were a good like matchup or whatever.
Okay.
Yep.
Right on. It was
great kickboxing fight.
Yeah, that's going to be a kickboxing match. So that's why I call it the competitive warm-up arena fights to, like, warm up the arena for the MMA fights because, you know, sometimes people come late and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. How about J.R. Hicks?
Yep.
And Colin Heidemann?
Yep.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Colin is from the Waterloo area. He's a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. He's the head coach at Iowa Martial Arts. Trains with Frankie McLaughlin and them, and J.R. Hicks, he's been around the game for quite a long time. I think had a couple of title belts then, and they're going to be doing a submission only grappling match, 10 minutes continuous clock. If nobody taps each other in 10 minutes, it's a draw.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Alan Silva Jr. and Andrew Smith, kickboxing.
Yeah, this is actually a rematch. Alan and Andrew, when they kickboxed, Andrew took it on a split decision back 2 years ago in kickboxing. So Alan's guy actually pulled off, and for some reason I have a really hard time matching Alan. So then I just Andrew messaged me and was like, hey, I'm back from overseas. Can I, you think Alan would rematch me kickboxing? I'm like, this is perfect timing. Let's do it. And then Alan's like, I'm in.
There you go.
It was actually pretty exciting. It was probably one of the better fights on the card. So
there we go.
For a kickboxing show.
And then, well, that's awfully, that's awesome and convenient because you don't have shit that gets convenient for you very often.
Right.
So that just literally fall into your lap. Be like, yeah. Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm looking for, actually. So that's perfect.
Yeah. So because the commission, now the head of commission is now Chad Bergmeier, and he's taken over the MMA scene as like the chief. So now it's kind of, he's great to work with too, because now we can do grappling with kickboxing and MMA, but the grappling and kickboxing got to be first, and then all the MMA's got to be together at the end. And it's good for people for experience and stuff like that. Maybe these people are not MMA fighters and, you know, something to practice to get on stage to get ready for the big MMA.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then your final one before the intermission is Jaden Johnson and Keenan Feldposch.
Yep.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yep, this is a jiu-jitsu match. Keenan trains at our gym at Mason City Fight Team. He just went 5-1 in sub-cetrum. He even tapped out or beat a blue belt. And he's only, you know, been doing jiu-jitsu for 10 months. Good wrestler, wrestled at Luther College, and he was overseas in Japan in the Navy for 5 years, too. And he works for the Mason City Fire Department full-time.
Damn,
so,
all right.
So, yeah, and he's been selling some tables and stuff like that. And he's going up against Jaden Johnson. He's 18 or 19 years old. He's lived in Nevada his whole life. He's a Greco-Roman All-American from Nevada, and he just moved to Des Moines and is going to wrestle for Grandview College.
That's fucking cool. Yeah. All right.
It's going to be a badass heavyweight submission battle, and he's been training jiu-jitsu for about 10 months to a year. So they're both wrestlers with jiu-jitsu skills now.
Yeah, one of them's a firefighter, so we got a little Stipe action in the mix there, too.
Right.
Yeah.
There we go. And then rolling to Connor Hoy and Frankie McLaughlin.
Yep, I'm starting that MMA showdown right there. Frankie and Connor are both 2-1. Connor is from Nebraska. I don't know much about him, but I've seen video on him. I've talked to him on the phone. You know, I do a pretty lengthy interview with all the fighters, you know, through all the drama that you guys have heard. So it's kind of like, no, I need to call you and talk to you or FaceTime you, see your face, you know, see if you're a normal person or, you know,
or if you're getting catfished.
Yeah, right. Be like, you told me you were a male.
No. Yeah, first of all, it's 2023, right?
Yeah.
Yep. 2-1 day.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a good heavyweight matchup. Yeah. So both 2-1 and they're about the same size and same experience. It's a perfect matchup, honestly. It's a good first MMA fight that I like to do. So I like to have the first fight be really good and then all the others feed off of it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then a familiar face comes across here. And that's our guy Brandon Samuelson versus Leighton Chauville.
Yep, Leighton Chauville. I think he used to train at Iowa Martial Arts with Frankie McLaughlin then. Now I think he's kind of doing his own thing. Brandon's, you know, been training. He's 2-4 now. Schoenfeld is 0-1. They both asked for the fight and agreed to the fight, and they're doing it at 145. So Brandon's not doing 135 anymore. He's doing 145.
Okay, coming up. A little bit different for him.
Yeah. And then he tried talking to me later. He's like, I don't know. I think I want to go down 35. I'm like, no. I'm not getting you a fight unless you're doing 45. Let's do it because, you know, it's not about cutting weight. That's how I used to do it all the wrong ways. So I kind of know. I mean, you really shouldn't cut, you know, more than 10, 15 pounds, honestly.
Right.
What's he walk around at? Like 150?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
151, I think he said he got up to 152. Yeah.
Okay. And then is this relation by any chance? Did you already ask him?
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yep.
Okay. James Currier versus Rayshon Nino, MMA.
Yep.
James Currier's
Mark's brother. Yeah.
Brother. All right. Yeah. Which we'll chat with them about that too.
This is an interesting matchup. James has been with us for a few months now. You know, him and Mark live at our house now, and so he trains full time, and you know, we mentor them and help them with the daily life things and MMA and all that stuff. He's 0-4 in kickboxing, but 1-0 in MMA. He's still learning, getting a whole lot better. And the interesting thing is that Rayshawn is from Minneapolis. He got a hotel room for a couple of days and trained with us for a few days. Seemed like a good kid. He's doing like a boxing gym up there or something like that right now. And he's like, oh, I seen you're looking for this weight. You're looking for this fight. And I'm like, well, it's actually against one of, you know, my guys or whatever. So I'm like, he's like, well, that's fine. He's like, I'll take the fight. I've been training, so I'll take it. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, let's do that. It sounds like a good matchup. It's Rayshawn's debut, though. So.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Yep.
And then we're just seeing all kinds of couriers. So it's squirrels and couriers taking over the world.
Yes.
That's what's going on right now. Next one is Max Courier versus Mason Hondard.
Yep, they are not related to the Courier brothers, but they all are brothers in the gym.
And, yeah, you need to tax that name then.
Yeah. I think I'm going to put like all three of them together in a promo and just be like, they may not all be related. They are some related, but they're the Courier people fighting.
This is the real Triple C. Right?
Yeah,
that's right. What this
is. Yeah, we Max has you know, been to state three times, Clear Lake High School. He just graduated. He's 18 years old, 4.0 student. Really nice kid, works real hard, has been training with us full time, and he's going up against Mason. Mason trains with Josh Neer at Elite Edge in Ankeny. Kind of gives me goosebumps because, you know, that's another good matchup. They're both 18 years old, both making their debut, both hungry, ready to fight. They're doing a catch weight at 140.
Okay. There we go.
Good matchup right there.
And that is – so we got one more – there's technically two more, but I'm going to save one of them because she's in studio. So we're going to talk with her about hers.
Okay.
Colin Horrocks versus Logan Poss.
Colin Poss, right? Horrocks is making his debut in MMA, but I think he's 2-0 or 3-0 in kickboxing. He trains with Trayvon James and Sammy May in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Seems like a, you know, big athletic kid. Going up against undefeated 2-0, Logan Poss, trains with that Colin and Frankie McLaughlin at Iowa Martial Arts.
Boom, boom. We have, well, how about we talk to our guy here? We'll skip forward all the way to, because we haven't even chatted with our man here, JJ.
He's just hanging out.
He's being all peaceful. He's worried about how close he has to get to that microphone and his voice of his sound. JJ Redman, your opponent, is Mr. Jake Johnsgaard. This is, if I understand correctly, it's your professional debut?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Some jitters going on?
A little bit. I mean, I started my amateur here in Mason, so it made sense to do my professional debut here. So it's been about, what, 8 years? Yep. 8 years? That finally? One. Yeah, okay. I think so. Since I've started fighting, so it makes sense to do it here in Mason.
Well, that's, you were
3 years off, right?
Yeah, I took 3 years off.
Yep. You took 3 years off in between there?
Yep.
You also fought same time as our man Rio, right? You guys.
Yeah.
Did a little training together.
A lot of training together. A lot of hours in gym together.
Oh, yeah.
You whoop his ass too?
Let him know, JJ.
I feel like on the feet, I held my own, but once we started wrestling, he got all his licks back.
Hold on. Was that because he showed you the foot and you didn't know where to grab?
Yeah.
That's one of those.
Yeah, we started getting used to that. Yeah, right. We started getting used to that. You know,
I put googly eyes on him.
Yeah.
The hell's that thing?
We just started grabbing Chris's foot like, oh, yeah, fuck it. Oh, yeah, your foot.
Yeah, you can't heel hook me if there's no heel bitches. Yeah.
Have you looked at your opponent at all? You done any scouting, anything like that? What's up?
So, actually, just found out, a few days ago, I got a different opponent now. So,
because he went to jail.
Because he went to jail. He violated parole or whatever, so it is what it is. People can't stay out of trouble. I don't get it. So, I got a new opponent, and his name will be
Anthony Green?
Anthony Green.
Out of California, so I'm flying this guy in. You know, JJ's been training. I said I'd get him a fight, so we're getting him a fight. And John Slap Daddy over there, John Kennedy, found Anthony Green. They're power slap brothers. And so he's coming to fight, and I FaceTimed him and talked to him and asked him if he'd be interested in a fight like this with JJ, and he said yes. And so he's coming from Cali.
Boom.
Do we know anything about
him? Switch up.
I haven't looked at anything about him yet, but okay. I mean, I had enough amateur fights that it's in the end of the day, it's a fight.
Just take care of what you do.
What right? I got to do, yeah.
Are you going to slap him?
If I get the opportunity,
power.
I'll do that for you.
That's how.
I'll do that for you,
move,
John.
Right?
I'll try to slap him.
That's a power move. That's it. That's what you need to do right out of the gate. Instead of going up and fist bumping,
the only thing I do know is they sent me some stuff. He's did the slap contest stuff, and so he's got a name out there for that. But I mean, I got a name here, so we'll see what happens.
Absolutely,
I love it.
I mean,
what's the strength of your fighting style? What is it that you do that you know that you do excellent at? Doesn't mean you can't grow in everything you do. Don't get me wrong, but
me personally, I'm a striker. I like to strike. I've been working on all of my games, been traveling everywhere and working on all my stuff, but I like to strike. I like to sit in there and take a hit and get hit. I prefer not to get hit, you know. I think my wife would too, but, you know, it is what it is.
That's the exact opposite of this guy.
Yeah.
He's trying to catch him.
That's lame.
Yeah. I mean, I want to keep my brain cells, you know.
Yeah, I got
but,
you. I got you.
You're taking it all wrong here.
Right? See. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I've been working on everything, my jiu-jitsu, my wrestling. But yeah, I like to strike, so we'll see. To be in the fight game, you know, you got to be a little conceited. So I don't feel like anybody's a better striker than me in general until they show. But if they show, then I got other stuff I can prove, you know.
There we go.
You took a little bit of time off MMA, and then it sounds like you're coming back to your roots, right? To fight. So where are you out of right now? Like, where do you live?
I'm out of Mason. So I train with Johnny Martin, PHF Karate.
Okay.
After I got married, I took a little time off, and then I had my son. I'm coming back because, again, it comes into conceitedness. I just feel like no one's gotten better or evolved. I feel like from my fight, co-main to main event, that's like the three fights that are like the best fights on the card that I've seen. I feel like all those fights are going to be bangers. They're going to be great fights. They're going to be exciting. I've seen a few, like another guy who's in here who's going to be fighting on the card, the main event. I've seen his stuff. Very exciting. I just feel like a lot of the new guys are more in it for the clout. They're not in it for the win and like push themselves, you know. So I just want to come out and prove that, you know, some of the older guys who started back in 2016 and 17 are still here in Mason that are, you know, really pushing it and not here for just to be put on posters or put on stuff like that. So that's my main goal.
Love it.
There we go. Well, the 3 years, kind of a long time for most people, they would think, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm only 29, and I was still training, and I was still working out. I just wasn't fully into it. So I was still training and doing some stuff on the side, but I wasn't, like, competing, you know?
I got you.
You know, I wanted to do family time and just get out of the – because I love this game, but one thing I hate about it is there's so much drama. There's just so much crap behind the scenes. So I just wanted to just do the family stuff and just train and, you know, enjoy it. And it's crazy because – I remember talking to him and saying I was never coming back because I wanted to do stuff for my family, hang out with my kids. But I had a hard time sitting at home thinking, how can I sit there and tell my son to give it all to his dream if I just gave up? You know, if I just said, screw it, I don't want to do this no more because of the drama and all that stuff. So that was more where I decided, I was like, you know what? If I'm going to go back and get punched in the face, I might as well get paid for it. You know, I might as well get paid for it at this point.
Right.
So.
Hell yeah. Right.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Absolutely.
Anything coming up and leading to this fight that you've really been working on, trying to become a better martial artist? Anything you focus on, or are you just kind of taking it day by day and everything like that?
Really just day by day. I mean, working with my coaches, really actually like studying the game more instead of just going out there and swinging wild punches, working on more of the game planning part of the aspect, because I got so many fights amateur-wise under my belt, the jitters and stuff's gone. I mean, that's going to come back the night of. That's normal. But, like, I'm really focusing on, like, the fine details of the fighting game now. More like, you know, where I'm setting my punches, not just going out. You know, everybody wants a knockout. Right. But I'm going out more just, you know, setting stuff up, not just swinging. Not just swinging for the hills, biting, you know, picking my shots and just doing that more stuff. Just really thinking about the game. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to be like, yeah, I'm working on this, and then I come out.
No, I got
you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, So, like, I'm really just thinking. Let's just pretty much say I'm a whole new fighter now. I used to really just go out and just whatever happens, happens. You know, it is what it is. But now I matured. I'm not 21 no more. I matured. I worked on a lot of stuff. I'm working with a lot of high-level guys. Said I'm working with all got guys down in Des Moines. Got Charles Heller down in Des Moines. Really been helping me out with stuff. Darius, who just signed to UFC, he's really been helping me out. And then Johnny with my kicking and my karate. And then I got guys. You know, we train, get from like Grandview and stuff. So it's been an awesome training camp. So when I heard that my opponent got in trouble, I was a little bummed. But Mike found a guy for me. So didn't waste 6 months of my life. Of training, you know.
Right.
That's good. What weight is this going to be at?
135.
Okay.
Yep.
How's weight looking? Looking good there. Not hard to keep much off.
I haven't cut weight in 3 years, so I used to eat whatever I wanted. So the hard part is going to be switching my food habit. You know, I like cheeseburgers, so I gotta quit doing that.
Yeah.
I gotta change up my diet a little bit at the end, but it'll be all right. Yeah. Weight's it's falling off pretty good. It's nice that it's midsummer, so it's hot, and I'm a welder, so that helps. I sweat at work too, so that helps a lot too. So, but yeah, that the weight seems pretty good. I'll be all right.
Good.
There you go. We want to get Holly up here for next.
You guys want to get the rest of the fight card or?
Huh? Oh, I'm going to. We're gonna do.
Well, besides them, do you want me to tell about the other guys?
Yeah. Yep.
Might as well.
Yeah. If we're missing some, yeah.
What do we got?
Yeah, you can flip out, JJ. Yeah.
We have Peter Keepers versus Artrum Kulo. Now, Artrum, we're fanboys.
Yeah.
We are. Dude's cool as shit. You got to tell us a little bit about this fight and tell us about the Peter Keepers part of this. Was this the last second one, too?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Last night, DeMarcus Griffin messaged me. They train out of De La Rosa Submission Wrestling out of Wisconsin. I've been looking, you know, for Artem and stuff, and so DeMarcus messaged me for Peter. You guys all know Peter used to be here, train here and all that. Now he's been training over there. He's like, you know, you got any video or anything on Artem? So I messaged Pay-Per-View, and I said, hey, I need some video. Sent it over to the camp. Peter agreed to it. They're doing 180 catch weight. Peter just won his last fight, so now he's 2-4. Artem's 7-5. Artem's a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, and he trains at Extreme Couture, and I guess Peter's been training real hard too. And honestly, that's a good matchup. That's a good fight. That'll be a tougher fight for Artem for sure than the other ones he's had, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah. Peter's, you know, skilled. He has it. It's just it's hit or miss, you know what I mean? So I guess we'll see what happens.
I'm allowed to say that this is Arter, my guy, is going to win. I'm saying that. My guys are my guys. My girls are my girls. So I ride with it. So, but then what do we got up next? We do have your son, Austin Robinson versus Ruben Garcia.
Yep. Ruben is 2-0 in boxing. Sorry. He'll be making his MMA debut for a pro against Austin. So I think that's going to be good. Austin's been doing what he's supposed to be doing. I'm sure Ruben is. Everything's going, you know, good.
There we go.
Yep.
And then our girl right over here, Holly Dite, facing off against Danny Hickman.
Uh-huh.
Regular all-down, throw-down fight.
Hell yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us a little bit about what you've been training for, what you've seen from her.
I haven't really looked much into her. I did see her fight with Sorry. Eat the mic.
Yeah. Eat the mic.
Eat the mic. I did see her fight with Sammy Mae because I was the ring card girl then. I saw her, I think her last fight, because I was there, because I think her last fight was in Des Moines. It wasn't very long. She didn't win. And I've been training and doing my thing like I'm supposed to.
Taking care, building. So what have you been specifically working on up to, like, you know, you've gotten your jitters out. You've had your first MMA. You had the wrestling one. And now you're on to your third one, right? Am I wrong there? Is it three?
This will be her second MMA fight.
Second MMA.
But she did a grappling match in the cage and then did the one against Sammy.
Yep, there we go. Mm-hmm. So what have you been working on to better prepare you for this one right here?
So Max Courier, as all the couriers are listed off, has been my main training partner, and he's a wrestler. He doesn't take it easy on me just because I'm a girl. He tries to throw me around just like I would be a dude.
I know Max from wrestling, so yeah.
And it's great. He doesn't take it easy on me. I don't take it easy on him, and we try to kill each other.
There we go.
So a lot of wrestling.
Yeah.
Up in there.
Yep, a lot of wrestling, a lot of jiu-jitsu. I've been working on my stand-up, of course. So yeah, just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, she's been doing her stand-up with Gaddafi, Bertho, Mark Sansi's brother. Gaddafi's very high-level stand-up kickboxing coach. He's very, very good. So she's been doing that, and then going to Elite Boxing on Wednesdays, and then been training with me on the ground and MMA stuff.
Getting after it. So you've seen some of these fights of this other woman here. anything you see that maybe you can capitalize on or that you feel you have, you know, better skills in that area?
I don't shit talk. You know that. I'm a very humble individual.
Of course.
But I do know that I work hard. I work hard for everything that I have, and I will be ready. And if she's not, she's done.
Mm. Okay. I think that's the best you're going to get out.
Yeah,
of
I think
that
so
wasn't
too.
Bad. It
was no, not at
if
all.
If she doesn't work hard, she's going to be done. So
right. I hope people are like that have not seen Holly fight realize, like, when we saw her fight against Sammy in the first one that you did, that shit was a banger. That entire fight was awesome.
Right.
Yeah. Fucking in that could have easily gone either way. We were all tore. We were like, "What? Well, we don't know what's going to happen at the end of this fight and everything." There was blood. There was fucking, it was super intense. You guys were just throwing haymakers. So I'm excited for the fight coming up here. I think this will be a good time. Absolutely. Very entertaining for sure.
And Sammy May and Trayvon agreed to be the backup for this fight too.
Yep. If my girl backs out, I guess it's Sammy Mae and me rematching.
Could be part two.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
Where's that girl out of again? We can maybe see if she have a mysterious fall.
Oh, huh? No shit. Fight the
Oh, yeah. And then if not, Sammy will fight the winner.
There we go.
So you already have fall off or winner don't matter. So,
yeah. So you plan on facing Sammy again is what you're saying?
Heck yes.
Yeah, okay. That's what.
Perfect.
That's what we're getting.
Hell yeah. That'll be a good time.
There we go. And then where are we at? Casey? Is that where we're at?
Yep.
Casey Goulet versus Dakota Vance.
Yeah, Casey, it's been hard to get in Dakota a fight. They've been wanting a tough fight and a guy with a winning record, and they've been trying, and they've gave me names with guys with way more experience. It didn't work out, or maybe a fighter would be retired, or maybe a fighter hasn't been training. You know, or whatever. So finally I got this Casey guy to step up. He had a really good amateur record. He has pro experience. He's coming from the border of Canada, basically. So he's got about a 7 to 8 hour drive. And then we all, know Dakota trains with his dad, Chad Vance. They bring a lot of people to the arena. They usually sell about 8 to 10 tables. They work together. And they work hard, and I think they've been working out with Logan Thompson and stuff too. So,
there we go.
Oh, and Max a little bit.
Okay. The Casey one was a little. You sent us a picture of the map, and it was like you could almost spit over the border.
Yeah,
that's how close it is.
Yeah, yeah. He's coming from a haul.
Okay,
definitely is. The biggest trouble I've had, just with the switching or getting somebody to fight, was just JJ's, and that got fixed up real quick because of John Kennedy. And then And then, you know, Dakota, it was just kind of just quiet, and we were trying everywhere. And then this Casey guy messaged, and I said, well, we're getting close here. And they said it, and they're like, well, let's just do it. Let's go. We need to fight. I know that Dakota and them, you know, their goal is to, you know, try to get in Bellator or something like that after this fight.
Good. I hope.
So he's going to come to show out for sure, man.
Yep.
Leave it all on the mat.
Yeah.
And then I think it's Mr. Courier, so we need to swap out quick. Holly.
Thank you, Holly.
It was awesome speaking with you.
Good talking to you, gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have our man.
Mark's walking up here, headbutting the ceiling and shit.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah. ducking.
Ducking under the lights.
I already hit my head once since last week.
John Kennedy said you guys can all slap him, too, one by one.
get trained. Get prepped up.
Yeah.
We asked him about that. Like, how do you actually get prepped for getting slapped in the face, undefended?
He just says he looks at him.
He's like, I just do it.
I don't know if you.
Am I able?
I'm
to
sorry.
Tell
you can't
going
prep
on? Am I able to tell him what's going on with you? All right. Well, you guys can talk to him afterwards.
Yeah.
He's got
for sure.
Got some good news.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yep.
And then, and then our man, Mr. Mark Courier. Main event against Woody Roberts. What are we thinking right here?
If you want me to be honest with you.
Always. Always. Don't lie to me.
5 years ago, when I first started fighting, he was actually the main event title fight for Rick Tazler's show back when he had him in Boone. And that was one of the first heavyweight fights beyond my own that I had actually been able to witness. Seeing that, knowing that that is who I'm fighting now, makes me feel like I'm achieving a lot of huge goals at the same time as this guy is a striker, I'm a striker. It's going to be a high-level stand-up match, honestly, in my opinion. I don't see it going to the ground unless one of us falls, and well, both of us have a track of not falling very hard. So,
right.
But Mark is aware that he could be taken down at any moment.
Yep. I've been working a lot of jiu-jitsu to practice my weakness, which, I mean, it was relevant in the last fight that jiu-jitsu has been my weakness, and I've been busting butt. I mean, our girl fighter, Holly, Mike had her put me in an armbar attempt almost 200, 300 times and said if I got armbarred once, he was going to buy her a steak dinner.
Yeah, and
Holly
She's
still trying to get a steak dinner.
Yeah, Holly, don't fuck around. We have 30 male guys with their name on it in the black book.
32
of the guys that she's legitimately tapped out.
Or made pass out. Yeah.
What a fucking gangster.
Jesus.
And she will try to break your arm.
God. Good God.
Don't
hey,
let her try.
I'm on a good time right now, right? Okay, we're good.
So she wasn't taking it easy on Mark, and she really wanted that steak, so she's
trying to
fuck his ass up.
Yeah, I'm definitely learning to avoid getting submitted. I mean, in like the last 4 to 5 months, I think I've only been in practice submitted a total of 10 times, which is a huge improvement from last year.
Sure.
And I mean, after that armbar, I was so disappointed in myself and my effort that I made, because I'll be honest, I went the right way at first. Then I thought about it, thought I was doing the wrong thing, went the other way, got it tighter, and screwed myself. That moment has replayed in my head for like the last 6 months, just eating at me. So I've wanted to work that. I've been working on that. I've been working on finding my stand-up range better, trying to get a better grip of what I'm already good at, and just trying to overall improve everything that I have in my arsenal to create a different type of person for myself and hopefully take it to a level where I feel I can be.
Okay.
You had some?
Yeah, I was going to say, so, you know, you kind of covered talking about what it seems like you've really worked on, ground game stuff leading up to this fight. So speaking on your opponent and watching what he does, is that what you feel he is best at, kind of getting it to the ground and doing things on the ground?
From what I've seen of Woody, I noticed that he's a very good striker, and he'll take someone to the ground by punching them. He's not going to let up. He's not going to give any space. He's going to keep the pressure pretty well. So I have to maintain my distance, which is some of the other things I've been working on, and avoid avoid that as best I can, mm-hmm. while also still being able to put in my own efforts, strikes, things like that, that are going to make him see wear down, whatever, and hopefully get openings to get the combos, get the job done.
Yeah.
So I've watched you a few times now. Okay. So this is my, assessment, and I've watched the good. I watched the last one too. And that one was rough. It was a slip up. Definitely was. But the one thing I noticed with you is that it's almost like when you're up in there, the first round bell goes, and to me, it feels like you're not really there until you get hit. I swear to God, every time it's almost like a light switch. Like you're almost like, it's almost like you're, I'm not trying to offend anybody. I just mean, sometimes it kind of looks like you're a little timid, and then all of a sudden you get hit, and then you see a different warrior come out. Like, I just got popped in the face. That shit don't hurt that bad. I can hit harder than that. Let's go. It's kind of like all this. That's what I'm telling you, what I visualize. And I could be 1,000% wrong, but I'm just telling you how I feel.
Yeah. Sometimes it is like that for me. I definitely have a lot of, like, anxiety. I've always got anxiety, but when it comes up to leading to a fight, I definitely have more. And when I get hit in the face, it becomes more of like, oh, I'm here now. I'm real. Okay. This is happening.
Okay. So I'm not off then.
No, but okay. I have been trying to transition that into just switching straight into instinct right away instead of waiting for that moment. It's struggle, it is, and I'm getting better slowly, but still need improvement.
I got you. I did watch a guy, Mike here, slap you. A power slap.
That was a good slap. Blew my eardrum because I didn't have earplugs in. We kind of forgot that moment. Okay. So for like Looney's a week, I couldn't hear.
What'd you say?
Don't forget, then Mike bailed right away after that. He's like, no. We're not doing that.
No, man, I'm not getting slapped. He's like, I got this thing going on.
Well, I'm out of here.
It's like you're injured.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
No, absolutely not. It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
No.
Not right
now.
Maybe 5 years from now.
Mark, do you want me to slap you or punch you before you go in the fucking cage?
Get it started.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Give you a little swift jab.
Yeah.
Maybe Holly even. She punch me. You know?
I bet she will.
You don't need to get knocked
Mark has
out.
Gotten a lot better, though. He's been training hard. He's been putting up with my shit, and he's been learning why my shit is my shit. And he's been annoying, so that's working. And that's a good thing, to be annoying in the gym, you know, as in, you know, grappling or sparring or whatever. So it's been working out really good. And I've been training with them, too, you know, hard as fuck, too. So
hell yeah.
Yeah, we all been getting after it.
So we've normally seen a bunch of times before these fight shows, you and your crew will take off to somewhere and go train. Any special trips for this before this one, or y'all just sticking close to home?
We're going to go to Vegas to train with Francisco.
Okay.
And Carlos and them into August?
August 31st.
August 31st. But we're going to go for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, well,
10 days. And stuff like that. And then did you guys see Isaiah just won his PFL fight too Saturday?
Yeah.
Yep. So now he's 3-0. So.
You training with him?
Yeah, we'll be training with Isaiah too. And then American Top Team. And they got some good guys. And we'll be able to train at PI there too with them. Because Francisco picked up another UFC fighter.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool. Okay.
Yep.
What about the one in Minneapolis that you said you were going to try and get us up to?
Oh, yeah. And then I've been in touch with Caitlin Yun. She's really good at striking. Back in the day when I first started fighting, she actually beat me up. It was her and Nick Lentz. He fought in the UFC, and Jacob Volkman, and he fought in the UFC. And I sparred those three, just beating the shit out of me in my first couple of years when I went up there and so she's got a MMA gym up there, the Striking Institute, and they got heavyweights, they got all kinds. They got women, they got that all. So for Mark and Holly, you know, we'll go up as a team, but they got more heavyweights and women up there than we do. So I mean, we got a good set of heavyweights. It'd just be good to get some new looks, and we're gonna go up there and train with them. I don't know if it's gonna happen before the fight, but Caitlin Young's trying to make it happen.
Here we go. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that'll be awesome. One thing I'm excited for you, Mark, is you started off talking about this coming full circle, and you could see like how motivated you are from like between your last fight to now, but also the fact that everything started for you seeing this dude fight down there in Boone, and then now you're at that point. So it could be huge, man, breaking through this and beating the shit out of this guy, and then all of a sudden, it's a rocket ship. You know what I'm saying?
That's honestly what I'm kind of going for here is it, as soon as this happens, this fight happens, win or lose, it's a goal that I've achieved. If I win, I mean, yeah, it's a rocket ship that's going to shoot up. It's going to boost my confidence. It's going to probably really help me mentally as well. I mean, this is a guy that I saw when I first started 5 years ago, and now I'm going up against him. It's like watching a young guy go up in the ring, like Sean O'Malley. He's going up in the rings pretty quick for when he got in the UFC, and now he's probably fighting guys he's seen on TV when he was younger. That's kind of the feeling that I'm getting from this. It's like really, what's the word I'm looking for? Nostalgic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I understand that it's now a reality that I'm making possible by my own efforts and with the efforts of my team and my coach here, Mike. Just training, working hard, and now I'm seeing a different, you know, different side of everything that I didn't even know about. When I first started, I was just watching YouTube videos, eating Doritos, drinking Mountain Dew. I didn't know a damn thing. I just was really good at throwing punches.
Well, I do have one final one for you. Your brother's up in the house. How's that feel to have some of your relative, and you're trying to help each other, I'd assume, you know, like, how's that go day to day?
Do you have siblings?
Oh yeah.
Okay. It's a love hate relationship. I fucking can't stand that he's there. I love him to death, but oh my God, he just annoys the shit out of me all the time. It's like every 5 seconds I want to just do something. He's like, hey Mark. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, hey, can I blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, sure. I don't care. And then I'll go back to my thing. And then 5 minutes later, he'll start asking me another question. I'm like, dude, I am doing something.
So the brotherly love thing. Just regular.
Shut up.
So have you thought about that, you know, the mental side, the aspect of it? Because I'm sure you watch a brother fight of either a win or a loss and trying to still stay mentally prepared for your fight either way it goes. Have you thought about how to deal with that?
I'm just going to ignore it. I'm going to wait for the results until afterward. Because
there you go.
I'm too focused on this right now. This is... I mean, for him, it's an amateur fight. Mm. I mean, win or lose, he's still going to grow. He's still going to learn. He's still going to do better next time. He's got that opportunity. He's still young. He's 19. He's got a long life of this ahead of him. I'm got to focus on myself now. Mm. I got to start being selfish about my own stuff. I mean, last fight, I wasn't very selfish. I was just out talking to people, and mentally, I can tell I was not all the way there. And so I need to buckle up, buckle down, get myself focused. It's a state of mind that you have to be in the whole time. You can't get any release from it for even a second.
I like it.
Hey, we have Mr. John Kennedy in the studio too.
Yeah.
My man.
Let's bring him over.
AKA Slab Daddy.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, no problem. Man, we look forward to seeing you fight.
Hell yeah, Mark. I
look forward to giving you a show.
Let's go.
And there he is.
We have to slap you, John, before you enter the 3-gig podcast.
Yeah.
It's training. But we got earplugs. We got earplugs, all right?
There we go.
Perfect.
Hey, what's life up to for you, Mr. John Kennedy?
Not a whole lot. Just I came up here, trained with Mike for a little bit. I'm going to be going back to Vegas, you know, show everybody daddy's back.
Oh,
so I feel like you need to tell some news here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going for redemption. You know, John Davis, he's got his number, you know, don't flinch.
Oh, John Davis has got the title and he just defended it.
Okay. And he's the same guy that took me out of the house with that bullshit ass call, him and the ref, you know, so I've been working a lot, you know, and it's a lot of redemption, and it's been sitting in the back of my mind, you know, since I left the house. And then, you know, I got a suspension, you know, everybody knew about it. I got test positive for cocaine. I owned up to it, you know. And
some nose candy.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, it happens, you know. But they tried making it seem like I was doing it in the house, which I wasn't. It was all like past results, but because of it being aired, they couldn't release it till everything aired. So it made it seem like I was just doing it. But, you know, I'm clean now, and I took my test. Suspension's lifted 2 months early, so.
There you go. So you're heading back. You're heading back to.
Yeah, back to Vegas. August.
Okay. Cool. Can you detail a little bit what kind of preparation that one would do for a power slap contest? Because I don't know. Do you know shoulder workouts? What kind of things do you?
To be honest, when I first went out there, I didn't really know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't proper training, but exactly. You know, I'm up here with Mike. He's got me doing strength training, working my neck, all that shit. So we're definitely gonna bring a different aspect this time. And you know, all I gotta do is get the coin toss down, and I'll be good to go.
There we go.
0-for-4 in the coin toss so far. Shit. So
damn. Right. So you do.
So yeah, that means you're loaded. Yeah. The odds are the odds.
Yeah. You know, just but the best thing about losing the coin toss is you get the last slap. You know, so you know what you have to do, you know, going into the third round, or in this case, the fifth round. He's not going to take me out. I'm looking to take him out second, third, maybe even the first, you know.
Okay.
Damn right.
Right on three. Are you guys all going at the same time then? Because you said you're going out to Vegas too? Is that?
I'll be going out at the end of July.
Oh, end of July. Okay, yeah. I thought. Okay, my bad. There we go.
But I mean, hey, I might go back out with him, you know.
Hey.
there you go.
Hell yeah. So is it like another recording deal?
No, this will be live.
Okay.
Yeah. Power Slap 3 is July 7th.
Okay.
In International Fight Week. So we'll be out there fucking around and for a couple of days. And then August 1st, I believe, is like... Now they're doing like a weird way. They'll put... All the fights will be on one day, but then they'll release it on the Rumble app. You know, a couple... If you're not in the main card, they'll do all the... You know, the undercard on a... Like, throughout the time.
That is kind of weird. Yeah.
Like they just released my boy Mears from the last Power Slap 2. They just released it like a week or two ago. So,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Tell us a little bit about the conversation that you had. Maybe it wasn't much of a conversation at all, but the fellow you brought on or got to fight in Mike's show here.
Oh, Anthony Green.
Yeah.
He's one of my sponsors. Well, he used to be one of my sponsors, you know. And then he went and did the Power Slap. He fought Jewel Scott. Like 3 million views or something like that on TikTok. So, you know, he's got a good chin, you know, so we'll see how it goes.
Do you know, has he done anything? Does he do MMA?
Yeah, he does MMA. Okay. I believe he's a stand-up guy. You know, I never really worked with him like that. I just knew him through the Power Slap and through, you know, a lot of us kept communication after the show. So we, you know, still talk once in a while. And he was supposed to fight for Uriah Faber's like A1 or whatever, but. Something happened with the Power Slabs, suspended him, you know, so.
Okay. There we go.
Saved the day, though.
Yeah. He asked somebody. I was like, you know, maybe I know somebody. Yeah. It just so happened that he said yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, coming in clutch for Mike and JJ, for that matter. Shit. Let's go.
I just want to see a fight.
I know that you tried to throw your hat in at that particular time, but your suspension wasn't quite. Would it be done by then? Is that what it was?
No, it would have been done August 30th.
Okay.
Is the 9 months. But, you know, I put in like a little, basically like an appeal kind of thing to let me get it dropped sooner. And they just told me to pay my fine and take my drug test 3 days before my competition. Then I went down to Miami and did my drug test, passed that, you know. So
hell yeah. There you go.
Got a payment plan for my fine, you know. So.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Boom.
Okay.
Well, Mike, what do you think? Anything else you want to touch on about these particular fights, my guy?
Just that you guys will be there at weigh-ins. Commentators will be there. We have, our normal commentators back. And they'll be there interviewing people.
If you're
on pay-per-view. Still.
As I say, if you can't make it, it's still on Spectation Sports?
Yep, still on Spectation Sports.
Okay.
Yep.
Boom.
It'll be, I don't know, everything's just going good, and I hope it stays that way.
Look good, just got to make it through weigh-ins, huh?
Yep, once everybody weighs in, steps in the cage, then I'll be all right.
Yep.
You're feeling a lot better.
Right. Yeah.
It's always the way it goes, right?
Yeah.
Somebody can get tickets.
Oh, yeah, they can get tickets at NorthIowaTix.com, or from your favorite local fighter, or from me and my wife.
That's right, baby. A lot of different options. You ready to wrap her up, boys?
You know it.
All righty, guys. Well, we appreciate Mike. We appreciate Holly. We appreciate Mark, JJ, and, of course, Slap Daddy over here.
Appreciate it, for popping on.
And Kathy, for that matter. We can't forget about you.
The camera lady over there. Absolutely.
That's right. We can't.
I do like the beard job, though. You always look so crisp and clear.
Thanks.
Coming in.
I do it myself.
Way better than this right here.
Old Brett Man. Old Brett Man himself.
I'm just saying, look at Chris.
Don't make me touch your foot.
That's an inside joke. Inside of him.
Hello. Oh, my God. All right, guys. Well, don't forget, make sure you show up July 15th at the Mason City Arena. And we'll be doing weigh-ins the day before. That's, what, 4 o'clock, right?
Sports page. We'll be doing it at Sports Page. It's going to be like 4 to 6. You can weigh in, and 6 is when the face-offs start.
Okay.
But I want all the fighters to be there because you guys are going to be there for all the interviews. The commentators are going to have questions. And then all the fighters, Craig and Jeremy from Bellator, are going to come wrap hands for all the fighters, so no fighters have to worry about tape or gauze or buckets or soap or towels or nothing. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, Defense Soap sponsored us, so they got everybody enough stuff to take home with them.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
There we go.
Always take care of the fighters.
Yep.
Hell yeah, guys. All right, well, don't forget to show up, everybody, and again, thank everybody for joining.
We're you can still get tickets at the door, though, even if at the last second you just want to, you know what, plans fell through, right. I can go watch a show, right?
Yep, $5 more at the door.
Yep, there and then go. Next show, for sure, we're going to raise prices $10 at the door. So this time, you know, I've been so busy and stuff, so everybody got lucky, you know, because I forgot to up it. You know? The next show, we're doing $10 extra at the door, so right now it's just $5. So
try to get a pre-order if you can, but you can still get them at the last second if you ain't got nothing else to do, too.
Sports your fighters. Through.
Which is still cheap, either way.
Absolutely.
100%. Well, thanks again.
Not cheap. A deal.
A hell of a deal.
Not cheap.
A deal.
A deal.
Shit.
Should be more. No, I'm joking.
The generals.
Oh, the generals are $50 and $40. The $50 ones are that center 50-yard line, I like to call it. And it's directly straight to the cage. It's level to it.
Yep.
And then the rest will be white, and that's $40. And then we still have a club box left and a half and a suite. And then we have the tables and the VIPs, of course. There
Boom.
We go.
Boom. All righty, guys. Well, thanks again for joining. We're going to post the shit up tonight. I've been writing, I love it. All this doubt around me, damn it, look, I got it right.